好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是埋怨开始了。
The sermon title today is Complaints Have a Reason.
我想想，讲到用这个题目好像不多。
And I just thought about that, that not many sermon talk use this.
但是上帝的时间表就把我们带到这段经文中来了。
However, the preaching schedule just brings us to today's title.
讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神吧。
Before preaching, let's pray to God.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你的恩典给我们用。
Your grace is sufficient for us.
你的话语是丰盛有大能的。
Your words is so abundant and full of power.
主，求你继续带领我们的心。
Lord, please continue to guide our hearts.
好，让我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
So that we can worship with our wholeheartedly.
用悟性去明白你话语当中的奥秘。
And just give us understanding to know your words.
听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
And thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，埋怨开始了。
Complaints have arisen.
俗话说，堡垒都是从内部被攻陷的，对吧？
As the saying goes, a fortress is breached from within.
世界是如此，神的子民也不例外。
The world is like this, and same as God's people.
撒旦也特别会从教会的内部来分化、瓦解神的子民。
Satan also seeks to divide and undermine God's people from the inside of church.
其中比较最常见的手段呢，就是从发怨言开始。
One of the most common tactics.He uses to start with the grumbling.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
向法老哀求。
Appealing to Pharaoh.
神的子民当向神来祈求，对吧？
God's people ought to pray to God, right?
如此这样的基本常识，怎么以色列人会感无感呢？
Such a basic truth, how could the Israelites be so aware and insensitive to it?
甚至对发怨言无知，不停地在发呀。
And they just kind of ignore it and just kept have the complaining.
我们来看一看这个向法老哀求的这件事情是如何影响了以色列人整个民族的生命。
Let's just take a look about the appealing to Pharaoh and what's the impact on the Israelites' life.
首先，为何求法老啊？
First, why appeal to Pharaoh?
人遇到压力，自然就会求人，对吧？
When people are under pressure, they tend to seek help from other people.
这个似乎已经成了习惯了。
It seems to have become a habit.
而且是一个恶习啊。
Even a bad habit.
为什么呢？
Why?
道理其实很简单的。
The reason is very simple.
我们听听主导文嘛。
Let's just take a look at the Lord's Prayer.
耶稣教导门徒祷告怎么说的呢？
How did Jesus teach his disciples to pray?
他说因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的直到永远。
For yours is the kingdom, their power, and the glory forever.
这句话一讲就应该记得，对吧？
So when we say this, you should remember, right?
主导文的教导应该是我们生命的指南呐。
The teaching of the Lord's Prayer should be the guiding principle of our life.
就是说我们所有的祈求只能是对准神的。
That means all our petitions should be directly only toward God.
从经文当中我们可以发现什么事情呢？
From the verse, what can we see?
以色列的官员习惯了官场文化嘛。
The officials of Israel has grown accustomed to the culture of the court.
以为在埃及有事就找法老啊。
They thought in Egypt, whenever something happened, they naturally just went to Pharaoh.
遇到事就求法，求告法老啊。
If there's something happened, they just went to just...Plead to Pharaoh.
好像是顺理成章，天经地义，会不会啊？
It just felt logical and self-evident, right?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
其实在我们这一生的习惯当中呢，
In fact, within our own habits,
也会有一些想当然惯性思维以及行为模式，会不会啊？
We also have certain ways of thinking and behaving that we assume to be correct.
甚至有些相信了主的基督徒也会如此。
Even some Christian already believe in Jesus, they will do that.
遇到什么事可能会看星座、算命，对不对？
When something happened to them, they may just look to the horoscopes or the fortune telling.
甚至会讨好贿赂官员。
Or just try to just please and even the bribing officials.
比较多的是谄媚那些在上掌权者了。
And also, they will just start flattering those in power.
当然，一个人能做到不媚上。不媚众是需要对神有坚定的信心啊。
Of course, for a person to neither flatter superiors nor follow the crowd requires a firm faith in God.
好，其次，到底谁的错呢？
Second, Whose fault is this?
人活在这世界上很容易就落入谁对谁错的道德伦理里边，对吧？
Living in this world, people just easily fall into the whirlpool of the moral and ethical judgment.
然后还要是是非对错这样的漩涡当中啊。
And also just fall into this trap of the who's right and wrong.
人一旦陷在其中是难以自拔的。
Once people fall into this trap, they just cannot free themselves from it.
有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you thought about what is the reason?
因为人生来就喜欢推卸责任啊。
Because everyone likes to shift responsibility.
遇见事情呀，这些督工们又不想负责任。
When something happens, overseer don't want to bear responsibility.
那当然很自然就会推说，其实都是你们百姓的错呀。
So of course, they will just claim that it is actually the people's fault.
要前几天香港的大埔，有七栋大楼发生火灾。
So a few days ago, and the fire just broke out at 7 buildings in Dapu, Hong Kong.
那总要有人出来担责任啊。
In this case, someone had to take responsibility.
但是问题是谁都不愿意担这个责任啊。
However, the issue is, no one is willing to take responsibility.
找找香港的特首李家超，问问他愿不愿意担责任，他也不愿意啊。
If it just asks for the governor, Li Jia Chao, he may not just willing to.
香港特首不愿意担责任，下面的官员也不愿意嘛。
Of course, if the head officer doesn't want to bear responsibility,
那谁都不愿意担责任，那该怎么办呢？
In this case, what can they do?
那当然就各说一词，推脱干净了嘛。
In this case, everyone just give their own explanation, shifting the blame just cleanly onto others.
那最后的结果就是谁也不肯负责任咯。
At the end, no one is willing to be accountable.
但这时候发生一些特例了。
Of course, that's kind of the special case.
就变成谁有权，谁就有能力推脱责任，会不会啊？
It just becomes a situation where whoever has power also have the ability to evade responsibility.
我们都知道是有权不用，过期就作废了。
So there's a saying, if you have a power but don't use it, it expires.
我要是有了权，你挨了打也是你的错啊。
So they will say, since I have power, even if you're beaten, then it's still your fault.
以前有一个，我小的时候看了一个动物世界的故事。
When I was young, I just thought there's a story about the animal world.
然后狐狸是一个很有权势的动物。
So fox is the one and has the has power and authority.
他跟法官呐、跟在上掌权者的关系不错。
So the fox has a good relationship with the judge.
所以有一次呢，狐狸就当街用拳头把一个老人家给一拳打倒在街上。
So one time, this fox just beat an old man on the street.
结果到了法官那里判决了。
So they went to the court, and the judge just have to decide.
这狐狸就说了。
So the fox said,
你看看你老人家，你用一个这么大的胸膛打我这么小的一个拳头，你是不是大欺负小的呢？
So the fox said, hey, this old man, look at you. You have such a big breast, and you, how can you use your big body and to fight me just a mini size?
这个狐狸跟法官的官官相护啊，互通款曲啊。
The fox has a good relation with the judge.
所以怎么办呢？
So what happened?
就是判老人家有罪，要坐监牢去。
And then they just judge the old man is in fault, so he has to be sent to prison.
所以把权力关在笼子里不是一件容易的事情。
Therefore, and it is not an easy thing. You just put the authority into this case.
十来年前，北京市长蔡奇要清理低端人口。
So back then, when Cai Qi in Beijing, the mayor, and he just carried out of the removal of the low-end population.
一个晚上就把北京那些摆地摊的、在大排档的低端人口全赶走。
So overnight, he just cast away the people just. They just do the business and just live on the street.
那他有权，你怎么办呢？
Because he has authority, so what else what can they do?
浙江省委书记夏宝龙在2013年也做了一个他有权就大过一切的事情啊。
In 2013, in 浙江 and the officer 夏宝龙 he did a similar thing.
温州教会的十字架给拆了，教堂给拆毁了。
They just tear down and the cross of the church in 温州。
在美国，川普也是一样。
In the United States, same as the President Trump.
他说要叫美国再次伟大。
He want to make America great again.
也是说是要有100多万的这些第三世界的国家，比较贫穷的国家，可能有些危险的国家，全驱逐出境
He want to expel about 1 million and the people just from those the poor country.
好像中美两国的这个。有权柄的人做的事情差不多。
Seems like those the people in, with authority, either China or U.S., do the same thing.
官至两个口，老百姓又向谁去说话呢
？So with the higher authority for the officers, what else can the common people do?
Yeah, 当然意识形态怎么讲，咱们不去论断，就从表面的现象去观察，仿佛也是如此。
So we just mainly just look at this phenomenon, and we can just see that.
最后是洗脑价值观了。
Finally, a brainwashed value system.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers,
你知道向法老哀求的本质是什么呢
？Do you know what the essence of the appealing to Pharaoh is?
就是以法老为依靠，以权柄为偶像嘛。
And that is relying on Pharaoh and making earthly authority an idol.
我们今天也似乎很容易落入类似的陷阱之中去，会不会啊
？Today we can just as easily fall into similar traps, can we?
有人对你说了，你如果不回三自教会，而是去家庭教会的本身，你就是不尊重在上掌权者呀、啊。
Some may just tell you that if you refuse to return to the streets of church and instead go to the house church.You are disrespecting the authority.
而且本身你已经违法了。
Also, you just do against the law.
这是在中国大陆发生的事情。
That's happening in China.
在北美也是一样啊。
And North America also that there's a similar thing.
三自教会的主席来到美国来办圣经展，十来年前了。
So about more than 10 years ago, and the president in this Three Self Church just visited U.S. want to have a Bible exhibition.
那德州纪念会就有一些是身份蛮重要的一些牧师们的。
Some like an important pastor, just they are part of the Texas the Baptist Association.
一看见哇，从敌基督的政权派来有权柄的人了，很高兴的，马上趋之若鹜，要上前去欢迎他们。
And they just saw this authority came from this Antichrist regime, and they just welcomed them.
那我就有点不理解了。
I don't understand.
我就问那个当年去跟三自去暗通款曲的那个牧师，问他你怎么跟三自教会的这个领袖啊，敌基督政权派的这些人，要这么热络的关系呢
？So I just asked that pastor, say, why you just colluded with the pastor just came just from those the anti-regime at those places.
这位服侍神很多年的这位牧者说，这个中国家庭教会从来不请我讲道，但是三自教会请我去讲道。
So this pastor just responded to me, and he said, the home church just never invited me to preach there. However, the three self church does.
而且我一去家庭教会讲道，我就违法了。
And if I just preach in the home church, then I just break the law.
我去三自教会讲道，至少我合法呀。
If I go to preach in three self church, at least it's legal.
而且我人生还安全一些啊。
Also, it's safer for me.
坦率讲，其实乍一听似乎很合理耶。
At first glance, it sounds reasonable.
呀，好像你也说不出他什么问题。
Seems like you just cannot point out anything wrong.
从表面上看，他说的很有道理啊。
On the surface, look, and it seems like it's very reasonable.
但是问题就是，你有没有经过思考呢
？However, the issue is, have you ever really have a deep thought?
你有没有经过祷告呢
？Did you pray?
有没有经过读圣经呢
？Did you read the Bible?
如果你经过祷告、祈求和感谢，你可能结论会不一样了。
If after the prayer, petition, and the thanksgiving, you can tell something's wrong.
如果你有一个以弗所说的教会观。
If you have the church view from the book of Ephesians,
我们就应该清楚，就是三自教会本身并不是圣经意义上的教会啊。
And we just understand the issue is that the threats of church itself is not a church in the biblical sense.
很多人问我，为什么三次教会就不是明明明是牧明明是教会，为什么不是教会呢
？Many people ask me why the threats of church is not a church, but it is a church.
教会最核心的问题在哪里？你知道吗
？Do you know what is the core issue for the church?
就是教会的权柄只能是耶稣基督，不能有其他的权柄了。
That is authority for the church. It's only Jesus Christ, no nothing else.
在教会与基督之间不可以插入任何权柄，知道吗
？Between the church and the Christ, there must not be any other authority.
而三次教会恰恰就是敌基督政权插进教会与基督的一个派生物，它是什么东西我都不知道。
So for the three self church, just in between this church and the Christ, there's this anti-regional authority.
显而易见，三自运动委员会、基督教协会，它不是从神而来的权柄。
Therefore, obviously, and with this, those committee from those three self church, and it is not from Christ.
这应该是一个圣经中的常识吧
？This should be the common sense and just from the Bible.
呀，我觉得川普上台以后有一件事情做得蛮好的。
There's one thing, the President Trump, became a president, he did one thing pretty good.
鼓励教会也鼓励美国的社会按照常识去办事情啊。
He encouraged the society and the church to do things based on the common sense.
我今天也劝勉呀华人的基督徒。
Today, I also just encourage the Chinese Christian here.
能不能有一些基本的常识呢
？Can you just have some basic that common sense?
三次教会它后面的确三次后面带了一个教会不假。
It is not wrong that it's right that the three self church does carry a church.
但是问题，三次教会的本身在本质上不是圣经意义下的教会。
However, and the three self church, and basically, it's not just under the meaning of the Bible.
所以我们一不留心就容易被敌基督给洗脑了。
So if we are not careful, we can just easily be brainwashed.
连我们自己可能也成了分不清左右手的人了。
And we may just lose our discernment.
明明出埃及回迦南是神的旨意嘛。
Clearly, the Exodus and the returning to Canaan were God's will.
但是反倒被法老去洗脑啊。
Yet Pharaoh managed to brainwash the people.
他说以色列人是懒惰，借口要敬拜神。
Saying that the Israelites were lazy and were using worship as an excuse.
那我猜当时以色列当中就有些人可能就信了法老的这鬼话了，对吧
？I guess maybe the Israelites at that time they may just believe what he said.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
呀，逼迫没减少啊。
Persecution has not eased.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
当敌基督的政权来逼迫你的时候。
When an antichrist regime persecutes you,
请问你的选择是什么呢
？What is your choice?
你是选择卑躬屈膝
？Do you just choose respond? Will you do responses to bow?
人云亦云，逆来顺受
？Or follow the crowd and passively submit?
坦率讲，这以色列当时面对法老的逼迫，也有同样的试探。
So actually, for the Israelites, they just faced this kind of temptation at the time.
要首先是无草。砖不少。
First, no straw, yet the same quota of bricks.
法老下令了，不要给以色列人打砖用的草。
Pharaoh ordered that no straw be provided for the Israelites to make bricks.
呀，这还没完呢。
But that was not all.
法老说，以色列人打砖的数量却一点也不能够减少。
Pharaoh said that the number of bricks they must produce could not decrease by even one.
显而易见，这就是刁难嘛。
Obviously, this is a deliberate harassment.
这个刁难就是一种逼迫啦。
So the harassment, that is a persecution.
增加你的劳动成本、生活成本、压力，对吧
？It just increased, and the cost of your labor, also the pressure in life.
我们从大概率的来推算吗
？By reasonable estimation,
以色列人应该是无法完成打砖的数量吧
？The Israelites would very likely be unable to meet the required.
那法老会怎么样？能怎么样呢
？What would Pharaoh do then？
我们不妨想一想哦。
Think about it。
会不会罚款
？Will he impose fines？
坐牢
？Throw them into prison？
还是杀头
？Or even execute them？
圣经没有说，我们也不知道。
The Bible doesn't say, and we do not know。
但应该会有一些后果了。
But surely there would have been。
我的问题是，我要问的是，那又如何呢
？My question is, so what then?
最严重的后果就是将埃及地的以色列人全部杀光嘛。
The worst possible outcome would be wiping out all the Israelites in Egypt.
那你猜会不会呢
Do you think that will happen?
今天在中国聚会。
Today and with people and worship in China.
你要敢聚会，我请你喝茶。
If you dare to worship, I invite you to have tea.
你要敢聚会，我抓你坐牢。
And if you dare to do that, I just send you to
prison. 你要敢聚会，我把中国基督徒全部给杀了。
If you dare to do that, I just kill all the Chinese Christians.
中国基督徒将近一个亿呀，一亿人呐。
There's a, like a hundred million of the Christians.
法老需要有韭菜，需要羊毛，共产党也需要。
So the Pharaoh just needed the labor. He needed the leeks and the wool, same as the communists.
其实大家往深想一想啊。
Think it deeper.
这个逼迫者与被逼迫者其实是某种共生的关系的。
The persecutor and the persecuted exist in a kind of a symbiotic relationship.
在疫情那几年，大家记得吧
？Do you remember during the period of COVID?
上海都给封控起来了。
Do you remember in Shanghai and the city was kind of just locked?
然后在国安公安就跑到一家家去说下去打针了，打疫苗了。
And the government people just tell them just go get down to the building and just to get a vaccine.
有一个家庭的孩子就是不愿意下去打呀。
There's a family and the child does not want to get a vaccine.
然后那个公安就威胁这个孩子了。
And then the government people just the threat.
你要是不下去，你祖孙三代都要倒霉。
And he said, if you do not go get the vaccine, all your three generation will be in trouble.
不但你这一代，你以后的三代也要倒霉。
Not only your generation, or also include your next two generation.
就上海那个孩子说，对不起，我没有下一代，你顶多逼薅我这一代的羊毛，我没有下一代给你薅了，我不生了，我不结婚了。
So this child just said, I'm the only generation. There's no next generation, I will not have the child.
所以逼迫者对被逼迫者的逼迫是有一个限度的。
Therefore, and there's a limitation just among this, between the persecutor and the people being persecuted.
一个属世界的人尚且有这样的骨气。
Even a person just belong to this world have this kind of.
那更何况我们这些属基督的儿女呢
？And I even mentioned about people like
我们可是有永生的人呢，为什么害怕这些敌基督的人呢
？We are the ones. We have eternal life. Why should we be afraid?
你杀了我，我也有永生。我跟基督的关系不会隔裂的。
And no matter what, our relation with Christ cannot be separated.
我们为什么害怕呢
？What should we be afraid of?
好，其次是埋怨向摩西啊。
Second, complaining to Moses.
最可惜的是什么，你知道吗
？So the unfortunately.
就是以色列这些官长因为心中的惧怕。
The Israelites of officials out of fear in their hearts.
他们有一个极大的误会。
Have a big misunderstanding.
以为法老是他们一生中的惧怕呀。
So they regarded Pharaoh as the source of all their fears in life.
所以见到法老就很害怕。
So when they saw Pharaoh, they were so afraid.
但是很奇怪啊。
There's something very strange.
他们就把心中的这种埋怨呢，去转过头来对准上帝的仆人呢。
They just directed their complaints toward God's servants.
呀，叫你摩西和亚伦是蒙了上帝的仆人啊
！So you, Moses and Aaron, are chosen servants of the Lord.
呀，你们反正也不能对我们怎么样。
And you can't really do anything to us anyway.
谁怕谁啊
？Who's afraid of whom?
我们有怨气向你们发，难道不是合情合理的吗
？Since we're angry, it's only natural to vent our frustrations on you, isn't it?
我刚来美国的第一间教会，其实关系相处的不容易的。
The first church that I served when I came to U.S. and it's not that easy to just.
所以我在那个教会干了七年半，我就离开了，到马肯尼去植堂去了。
So after that, and I just went to do the church planting in McKinney City.
有一天见到那个当年给我比较困难的一个姐妹，在超市见了她。
So one day in the supermarket, I met a sister, and she used to gave me a lot of trouble in this first church.
他就跟我说了，牧师，对不起啦。
And she said, Pastor, I'm sorry.
我当年有怨气，当然向你发了。
And I said, well, years ago, and I when I have the emotion,
谁叫你是牧师嘛
my emotion to you.
知道你永远不会来报复我。
Because I know you're a pastor, you will not just revenge.
我不敢向其他人去报复，我只能去我不敢向其他人发怨气，只敢向不会对我报复的牧师去发泄我的怨气、啊。
And she said, I just can I would not just vent my frustration to others, but I just get my emotion to
you. 我想当年以色列人对摩西和亚伦发泄情绪也是同样的道理了。
So I think it's about the same, just for the Israelites, just release their emotion to.
而且按理说，与法老对话沟通，责任应该是摩西和亚伦的工作呀。
Also, in principle, it was Moses and Aaron's responsibility to communicate with Pharaoh.
显然，官长们对神所拣选的摩西、亚伦并不信任呢。
Yet clearly, the officials did not trust God's chosen servants.
甚至觉得他们的能力与经验还不如自己呢。
They believed that Moses and Aaron's abilities and experience were inferior to their own.
干脆就甩掉摩西、亚伦，另起炉灶吧。
So they decided to discard Moses and Aaron and just take the matter into their own hands.
直接与法老对话。
They just spoke directly to Pharaoh.
但是他们忘了一件事情。
They forgot one crucial fact.
一个没有神呼召的人。
A person without God's calling.
所以当他去服侍的时候。
When he went to serve.
他必然也就没有圣灵的能力与他同在了。
And for sure, there is no power of a presence of the Holy Spirit.
所以你会发现这些以色列官长们跟摩西、跟法老一对话，他们就害怕起来了。
So you would notice when those officials of the Israelites, when they talk to Pharaoh, they have fear.
一个没有圣灵能力的人心中是软趴趴的。
A person without the presence of the Holy Spirit.
好，最后是妄称主的名了。
Finally, taking the Lord's name in vain.
埋怨是属神儿女对神的不相信。
Complaining is a sign of unbelief among God's children.
因为你当一个人在埋怨的时候，内心必然充满了苦毒、忧虑。与怨恨。
When people complain, their hearts are inevitably filled with bitterness, anxiety, and resentment.
以色列官长们去哀求法老已经是不对了。
The Israelites' officials' plea to Pharaoh was already wrong.
他们将对准神的信心，却去对准人呢。
They directed the face that should have been toward God.
当一个人的信心不对，方向必然就不明确嘛。
When faith is misdirected, its direction becomes unclear.
于是乎，他们离了法老出来，正遇在摩西和亚伦站在对面。
So after leaving Pharaoh, they came face to face with Moses and Aaron.
也不知道是话赶话，还是情绪赶着情绪。
It's hard to tell whether it was words chasing words or emotions chasing emotions.
圣经就将他们当时发情绪所说的话详细记载了下来。
The Bible just recorded and their conversation.
圣经说以色列的官长们怎么样呢？
So what did the Israelites officials did?
他们就向摩西与亚伦说话了。
They said to Moses and Aaron.
他说愿耶和华鉴察你们。
They said, "The Lord look on you and judge."
而且还要施行判断。
And also he would just judge you.
你不觉得这些以色列的官长很奇怪吗
？Don't you think that this the Israelites officials?
摩西和亚伦是从神的呼召中来的。
Moses and Aaron, they were called just from God to the Israelites.
他却在那里与摩西和亚伦分庭抗礼，另立权柄的中心，叫神去审判。摩西和亚伦这些人是奇怪的。
However, the Israel officials they just have their different standard to judge.
他们是有他们的独特的道理的，对吧
？They have their own reason.
他因为你们使我们在法老和他臣仆面前有了臭名。
They said because you have made us stink in the sight of Pharaoh and his servants.
他们看重名利地位，对吧
？They just focused on this stuff, prestige and the.
继续说了，把刀递在他们手上杀我们。怕死啊
！And have put a sword in their hand to kill us.
呀，一群没有神呼召的，与没有神的呼召与差派，他却竟然奉主的名向有蒙召的摩西说埋怨的话。
A group of people without God's calling or commissioning, yet in the name of the Lord, directed complaints toward Moses, who was truly called.
这样的事情在今天的教会也是非常普遍可见的。
And it is very common in today's church.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
为何苦待我
？Why do you afflict me?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
当人软弱到极点的时候呢
？When people are at the peak of their weakness.
比较容易用为什么来提问，同意吗
？They're more likely to ask why. Don't you agree?
即使因为人即使知道是为什么
Even when one knows the fact,
也未必能用为什么来回答，对吧？
It is often impossible to answer the question of why.
圣经说，按照人所知道的，人是不知道。
The Bible says that according to what people know, they still do not know.
其实讲的就是这个意思了。
This is exactly what it means.
首先，摩西也有软弱呀。
First, Moses had weaknesses too.
我们不妨进入经文，想象一下摩西当时的光景和状况。
Let's just enter into the verse and think about Moses' situation.
这个时候的摩西刚下山，对吧？
So at this time, Moses just came down from the mountain.
他初初登上服事的岗位。
He just also just took up the service role.
一没经验，二无人脉，对吧
？Moses had no experience and no connections.
很多传道人刚刚去教会也是这种光景的。
So many just minister they just experience the same thing.
心里边可能还会有一点小害怕，会不会啊
？So in their heart, maybe they may have carried a bit of fear.
所以怎么样呢？
So what happened?
他的眼目得开始看人了。
His eyes began to focus on people.
他看见以色列的官长就去哀求法老。
He saw the Israelites officials pleading.
还发出为什么的问题，对吧
？And started to ask the question why.
摩西心想，这些可是我们以色列人的佼佼者呀。
Moses thought to himself,
"Even they are in Israel." 都这么害怕法老。
Even if just they are just so afraid of Pharaoh.
我算什么呀
？What am I?
看来这个属灵的病也是会传染的呀。
It seems that the spiritual weakness is contagious.
既然以色列的官长们可以问为什么，凭什么我摩西就不可以问呢
？If the Israel officials can ask why, then why can't I, Moses, ask?
所以他直接就跟神发出这个为什么的问题了。
So Moses directly just asked Lord the question.
他说：“主啊，你为什么苦待这百姓呢？”
So Moses said, "Lord, why are you afflicting those people?"
他自己也没想，他这一问的就问出心中的埋怨出来了。
So out of his expectation, when he asked, he just asked with a complaint.
其次是逻辑推理是混乱的。
Second, confused reasoning.
当摩西的方向偏离了真理。
When Moses focused straight from the truth.
他甚至错将偶像当上帝了。
Mistaking an idol for the true God.
那么当然，接下来的一切摩西都错了。
And then everything went wrong.
他又没有神苦待百姓的依据。
He had no basis for claiming that God was afflicting the people.
但是奇了怪了，他问却问得那么笃定啊。
Yet he asked so confidently.
他问了一个为什么还不够，还要继续问多一句。
Asking why once was not enough, and he went further and asked,
上帝，你为什么要打发我去呢
？Why did you send me？
啊，摩西开始怀疑神
，Moses began to doubt God，
开始质疑神对他的呼召
，question God's calling for him。
他甚至论断神苦待的以色列人
，He even just judged that God was afflicting Israel。
以色列的官长埋怨摩西
，The Israelite officials complained to Moses，
说摩西使他们在法老和臣仆面前有了臭名。
Saying he had brought them into disgrace before Pharaoh and
而且还把刀递在他们手中，要杀他们，这是惧怕没有的事情。
Handing them the sword to kill them means they have fear.
但是这个埋怨很快就传染到摩西身上。
And then this complaint just quickly infected Moses.
而且摩西马上就照葫芦画瓢啊。
Immediately, Moses just mirrored their complaint.
转过身去埋怨神了。
Turn around. He just complained.
你为什么苦待这百姓呢
？Why are you afflicting these people?
大家发现没？的根源在这里啊。
So here just lies the root of the problem.
最后是以短暂来论永远的。
Finally, judging eternity by the temporary.
摩西的错上加错是什么
？What is Moses the misjudge?
其实就是以他有限的生命来揣度上帝无限的恩典吧。
So Moses just misjudged God's infinite grace based on his own limited understanding.
他说：“自从我去见法老，奉你的名说话，呀，他就苦待着百姓，你一点没有拯救他们。”
Moses said, "For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all."
所以今天的经文打开一幅埋怨的光景，让我们看得很清楚。
Today's verse just to show us the picture of the complaint.
我们发现埋怨会生出混乱来啊。
Complaining breeds confusion.
混乱就生出迷茫来啊。
Confusion breeds bewilderment.
迷茫就生出罪孽。
Bewilderment just breeds sin.
当然，罪孽就生出死亡嘛。
Of course, sin breeds death.
呀，即使摩西已经在服侍神了
，Even though Moses was already serving God,
一个不警醒也容易偏行己路，如羊走迷呀。
Without vigilance, it is easy to stray and go one's own way like a sheep gone astray.
特别是今天已经是末世了
，Especially now in the last days,
我们必须要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑了。
We must remain watchful and pray lest we fall into deception.
一个破口，一个试探，一件小事，撒旦就伏在你的路口上了。
One breach, one temptation, and one small matter, and Satan just waits at every crossroad.
一个不留心就被撒旦吞吃了上帝的子民。
And without just being watchful, the Satan would devour us.
求神帮助我们仰望星空啊。
May God help us to lift our eyes to the stars.
遥看以及静观神永恒的救恩。
To behold God's eternal salvation.
以至于我们可以活出每天使命的脚步。
And to live each day walking faithfully in the mission God has entrusted to us.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
求神怜悯。
May God have mercy on us.
帮助我们胜过埋怨的诱惑。
And help us overcome the temptation to complain.
求神给我们有能力。
May God give us the ability.
帮助我们胜过能够远离苦毒的捆绑。
To break free from the bondage of bitterness.
往前走多一步好不好？
Can we just move further?
能够凡事谢恩。
Give thanks. In all things,
口出恩言
speak words of grace,
管理好自己的情绪与不安了
and manage our emotions and anxieties.
好，我们去祷告
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你今天打开了一幅关于埋怨的卷轴
Thank you, you just opened the scroll of this about the complaint.
你发出一个警醒祷告的信号
Also, you give us a signal, just be alert and be watchful.
让凡是属于你的人从今以后不再埋怨
So for the one belongs to you, and just from now on, we just do not do any complaint.
不再苦读
No more bitterness.
远离是非
Stay away from the gossip.
口出恩言
And speak the gracious words.
主，我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你
May all the glory and the praise just be yours.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.